Get ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
I don't know about most of you guys, but it seems like the last 24 months have seemed like two decades. What do you think, Randy?
It absolutely has.
It seems like it's just drug on forever and ever and ever. And
I don't know if we're ever going to get rid of this COVID.
That's what it seems like. I mean, it's always something new every day. Something new pops up. Now they're talking about RSV, and it's just flu shots and all this stuff. But, you know, today's guest, we had the opportunity to see him speak a year ago here in Kansas City, and I had the great opportunity to video the entire conference. And our guest today is in fact, we ran out of room at the bottom of the video frame, because Dr. Richard Fleming has so many titles and holds so many degrees, and some of the things I don't even know what they are.
Well, and I was kind of, when I was typing all that out, I was kind of thinking he was a slacker because he wasn't a pilot.
Well, you could add pilot in there. I mean, I would feel comfortable with him flying because I know he's not vaxxed, and I know he probably wouldn't pass out like a lot of pilots are today.
So
without further delay, let's bring on our awesome guest today, Dr. Richard Fleming. Dr. Fleming, thank you for joining us today on Patriots with Grit.
Yes.
I know you have so much data to share. You're like a statistician, a mathematician, a physicist, biologist, chemist, psychologist, nuclear cardiologist, and an attorney.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one of those. I probably trust the attorney part the least, but from you, I trust it because I feel like you're right.
Well, I'm dumbing the degrees down. I do plan to go get my pilot's license at some point in time, because originally I was going to be an astronaut. That's what my focus was when I was much younger. So I've told people that, you know, if Artemis 3, they are looking for individuals to go to Mars, I'm there with them. And I'm an advanced open water scuba diver. So, you know, from one end to the other, hopefully. But you're right. I'm not currently a jet fighter. So
I remember last year when we were at this conference, there were 10 or 12 doctors there, and you got up and just took command of the stage. Your data, your presentations were obviously over most everybody's head in the audience. I know they were over my head.
Yeah.
And I know you want to come on today and talk about a lot of the data, what's gone on in the last 2.5-3 years, the number of deaths, how those equate to number of people that we have lost in wars combined. And I know you want to talk about your brand new website and your new mission called 10 Letters. So let's talk about, give us a little bit of background about where you are, how you got on board with this fight, and where we currently are and where we're going.
Wow. Well, I currently got oriented on dealing with these viruses and the disease that they cause, known as COVID, because I presented the original theory in 1994 that explained how heart disease and other health problems that are due to inflammation and blood clotting also included viruses and bacteria. So that was kind of a paradigm shift for American Heart. I'd been on the faculty since 1976, as I think it was the youngest faculty member ever recruited way back in the dark ages. And then I changed the theory in 1994 to American Heart, and that is now the accepted model for heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure. So it wasn't a big jump when January of 2020 came around and people started having illnesses. In fact, I was one of the people that got sick in January of 2020 in LA. But I also have a patented method that can measure tissue changes inside the body real time. And that's really how you distinguish infections and cancers and heart disease, that type of thing. So my initial interest in it was to try to figure out a way to not only diagnose people who were ill with the virus and or develop the inflammation of blood clotting disease known as coronavirus disease, first detected in 2019 or COVID-19. But as a researcher, and this is now, I'm completing my 54th year as a researcher, it's important to understand what you're dealing with, and to do that, you have to understand where it's coming from and its properties. And so that's part of what we were digging into at that time. Back in January, we started a research study by April, but also by April, we had a lot of data on the origins of these viruses. And I say viruses because when we use PCR correctly, and I'm not going to go into a discussion about whether the government used it correctly, because that's on them, not on me. When we use PCR correctly, we know that three viruses that were paid for by the U.S. through the Department of Defense and National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Disease, National Institutes of Health, and several other agencies, that PCR data tracks down three viruses that were funded, built, and paid for. And, you know, just for your listeners to have, it's RSSHC014, COVID-MA15, and COVID-RS3367. And if we use the PCR data, it turns out that what we've been calling SARS-CoV-2 matches these three viruses, all three of which, again, were paid for by the U.S. government and built through the help of Peter Daszak at EcoHealth, Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Shi Zheng Li at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So we know that where these viruses come from. We know what's unique about these viruses, even though we tend to call them SARS-CoV-2 or severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, just got that name because there's a lot more viruses. These are the only viruses that have several unique aspects that don't exist in nature. In fact, the odds of any of these different components of these spike proteins occurring naturally are so astronomical that there's nothing to compare them with. I mean, we're talking 3.2 × 10⁻¹⁰ or 10 billionth opportunity. And I mean, everything that you're experiencing on this planet, including the possibility of being hit by a meteorite, you have better odds of than this thing occurring naturally. Not to mention the fact that they haven't come up with an animal reservoir for this. So there's a lot of cover-up that has gone on. But at this point in time, even though we're having to deal with a lot of misinformation from both sides of the discussion, I think it's very critical that we address the fact that the evidence is very clear that the United States, with our money, with our taxpayers' money, have backed financially the development of biological viral weapons that are criminal actions. They are in violation of treaties that the United States has signed, specifically the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty. They are in violation of federal law, specifically 18 U.S.C. 175. I think it's 175, just from memory. Yep, 175. And at the state level, it has impacted people clearly. I mean, there's dead Americans, maimed Americans, people that have been harmed financially. But, you know, unfortunately, I think we have to focus on the damage that we can prove. And what we know from the government itself, our government, right, and other world governments, is that there are over 6.6 million people in the world that have died from the disease COVID. That's more people than Hitler massacred in his concentration camps. There's more than 1.1 million dead Americans from COVID. That is as many people as we have lost soldiers in all of the wars that the United States has fought since we existed. And we've been at war all but 18 of our years. When we look at the people that are dying on a weekly basis, we are losing more people on a weekly basis than we lost at Pearl Harbor or Twin Towers. When we look at the worst week back in 2021, we lost more people in that week than we have lost in every war the United States has ever fought, with the exception of our five bloodiest. And as far as the vaccines are concerned, which everybody wants to run to, but the real crime is the gain of function viruses that were built, and everything else is a consequence of that, including the vaccines. If we look at the accepted VAERS deaths that have occurred from these three vaccines, we're right around 32,000. Without arguing about whether VAERS is adequately reporting or not, just accepting in the numbers, we're right around 32,000, which clearly makes it the deadliest thing that the FDA has ever let out. And it means that there have been more deaths from the vaccines than, again, there have been in every war we've ever fought except our five bloodiest wars. Now, after Hitler massacred 6.6 million people, we made them pay for it. We made the Nazis pay for it, not only their leaders, but their doctors and their judges and their lawyers. We made them pay for it. We executed many of them. We put many of them in prison. We didn't just turn a blind eye. And we have built memorials to remember that. When American soldiers have died in war, we have the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier to recognize people who have died, that the remains were so bad we couldn't even identify them. And when Pearl Harbor was attacked, we built a memorial. When Twin Towers were attacked, we built a memorial, and we went to war. And we have sought retribution for the people that have been harmed. So when people, you know, look at the numbers and they say, well, this is such a bad thing, it only kills 1%. Good God, that's more people than we have lost in all of our wars militarily. And the harmed, the VAERS numbers for the harmed and the maimed individuals are more injuries than we have had wounded soldiers in all of our wars. So in 35 months, I had to chuckle when you said 24, because, you know, time flies when you're having fun, right? At the end of 35 months, we have lost more Americans than we have lost soldiers in all of our wars. We have had more maimed, damaged people, and the numbers are still mounting, that we've had injuries in all of our wars. This compares to nothing else compares to this that we've ever done. And we have always insisted that for the people who can't speak for themselves, the dead, not to mention their families, right? I mean, every one of these dead people have families, husbands, wives, children, parents, cousins, you know, friends, loved ones that were affected by this. I did a presentation last night, and one of the ladies came up to me afterwards and let me know that her husband had been vaccinated and died a week after he was vaccinated. And, you know, she's there. There was another man who had COVID, and he was put on ECMO, which is means extra corporeal membrane oxygenation. It's kind of like putting a bypass pump. Instead of doing a ventilator, it gives the oxygen to your blood, and there's a couple different ways to do it, depending upon whether your heart is also infected or not. And he was on that for 9 months, and he was still recovering. He is maimed, permanently harmed. You know, we want to see these people recover, but the truth of the matter is these people have, Americans have been harmed. We have folks talking about Nuremberg too, and I find that term personally offensive, because Nuremberg had to do with crimes first against Germany and then crimes against humanity. This is not crimes against Germany. These are crimes against America, and then crimes against humanity. So, and our numbers are much more staggering than World War II. We are literally on war footing, whether we want to admit it or think about it in those terms or not. The emergency use authorization declaration that President Trump issued in January of 2020 placed us at an emergency circumstance. And 18 U.S.C. Section 175A calls for the Secretary of Defense or the Department of Justice to intervene on behalf of Americans if a biological weapon has been used. It has not. It is apparent that the government agencies that have been involved in this are not going to prosecute themselves or the people that they helped do this. So it means if we're going to stop this, Americans are going to have to step up and quit waiting for the cavalry to come and realize that our ancestors didn't wait for the cavalry. They became the cavalry. And it's time for Americans to realize that they need to be the cavalry. Unfortunately, and I said this last night, and it won't make me popular, but I'm going to say it anyway. Americans have taken such a lackadaisical, entitled attitude that unless it personally harms us, we don't tend to care about it. Well, if you wait for the problem to show up at your doorstep, it will be too late for you to address the problem. If you don't have the integrity as an American to stand up for yourself, your spouse, your children, and your grandchildren, then you need to find within yourself the integrity to stand up for the 1.1 million and counting dead Americans and 1.5 million maimed and counting Americans that are going on right now. And the way we do that is to get to the people, the attorney generals of the states, to literally put pressure on them and demand that they follow the oaths that they took when they got those offices that they so badly wanted to have and got elected to. Now, in the United States, still in 2022, the government still must answer to the people, unless we put the U.S. Constitution aside. And I'm not going to go along with that. So if we want these elected officials to do their job, we must make it very clear to them, painfully clear to them, that they must do their job. Now, I and the people that have been working with me, Dr. Kevin McCarron, who is a world premier neurobiologist out of Japan, who's one of the world's experts on rhesus macaques and prion diseases, is involved with this. Charles Rixey, who a year and a half ago told me I was a conspiracy theorist, but now says he has the documents to prove I'm right. Mr. Rixey is a former instructor for the U.S. military for weapons of mass destruction. Not a typical run-of-the-mill job. Johanna Deinert, a physician out of Germany, has been dealing with this in Germany and has knowledge to share. And Andrew Huff, PhD, who worked at EcoHealth, who wrote the grants for Peter Daszak and submitted those grants to Dr. Anthony Fauci, can testify that these are gain-of-function grants that were paid for by the federal government in violation of the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty, in violation of 18 U.S. Code 175. We're all signed off on this. Now, all you have to do to do the right thing as an American is to go to 10letters.org, the number 10, followed by the word letters, letters.org. It will pull up a site that you can show your viewers that takes about a minute and a half to fill out. You go on, you drop down to build my letter. It will open up a page and say, enter your name. So on the bottom, build my letter. You click on that, it says, fill in the information, your name, your address, the stuff you should be able to do. And it will generate a cover letter to the governor of your state and the attorney general of your state. You can then go up to the top of the page where it says letter for indictment, and you can click on that, and it will download that document, which is about 5 or 6 pages, that lays out what we're talking about. It provides information for your attorney general and your governor. We've done the work for them, so they can convene a real grand jury. Now, a grand jury is not just us on social media or people gathering out at the park. That's not what a grand jury is. And using that term incorrectly misleads people. A grand jury is a special group of registered voters that have the obligation to receive documents from an attorney general or district attorney, a prosecuting attorney, in other words. Now, I'm an attorney, but I can't file criminal charges on anybody. Now, I can make it happen if somebody does something, but I can't file it because I'm not a prosecutor. A prosecutor is somebody who got voted in by the people to do a job to protect the people from criminals. That's their job. So this information in that letter, in that 5 to 6 page letter, lays out the federal laws that have been broken, the state laws that have been broken, which, just think about it, there are people dead, they've been murdered. Mm-hmm. There are people that didn't die but are maimed. That's attempted murder. If you want to get less offensive, it's manslaughter. They, you know, means you didn't intentionally try it. And reckless manslaughter meant that what you did was so careless that it caused the death of another human being. Yeah. There's assault. People have been physically harmed. There's battery in states that have that law. False imprisonment. People got quarantined, didn't they? Mm-hmm. That's false imprisonment. You're held against your will, and you didn't do anything wrong. Coercion, forced to do things. Perjury, they lied. And frankly, not also, and not added in there, is treason. Because if you take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States or the state's constitutions, it means you will defend laws of the land, including treaties, and federal laws and state laws that says you can't do this. And if you don't follow that oath, you've committed treason. Now, as you scroll down there, you'll see the people that we're going after. And I know everybody wants everybody to be gone after, but we're going after the people that we can show have bloody fingerprints on these viruses. So the Secretary of Department of Defense, of Health and Human Services, David Franz, Fort Detrick, who used to be one of the former commanders at Fort Detrick, worked with Peter Daszak to help him figure out how to do this. Now, I know a little bit about Fort Detrick because last year there were people reaching out for Fort Detrick asking me as a physicist if I wanted to work at Fort Detrick on infectious diseases that were funded by NIAID. I know a little bit about Fort Detrick. The P3CO committee has to do with these gain-of-function weapons. The director for CDC, the USDA, the National Science Foundation, and Dr. Collins, who is director of NIH, Dr. Fauci, who is director of National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Peter Daszak at EcoHealth, Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, she's in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and Mr. Gates, who seems to think that he should be involved in this type of thing, even though he seems to have trouble with computer viruses, has managed to get himself involved in this type of virus. Mm-hmm. And the Bill and Gates Melinda Foundation, if you scroll down the next line, you'll see that so this information you present to your attorney general for your state and your governor, and you can also present it to district attorneys that you know. So if they can take the links that are coming up here and call for a grand jury, present this information to a grand jury so the people on that grand jury can say, yes, there's enough evidence here for us to look at this as crimes that these people have committed and take them to court. And then the depositions and collection of more information will begin. Now, we don't need more information. We're going to present it. We'll show you as we go down here. But anybody else who's brought out as culpable will then also be a defendant. So the federal laws are here that you're looking at now. And then as we continue to scroll down, we're providing three major pieces of evidence of these criminal actions. One has to do with a book that I've written. It's COVID-19, a Bioweapon, Scientific and Forensic Investigation, that lays out where the monies came from, who they went to, what research was published that showed that these viruses were man-made, and the two patents that do matter, because patents are not criminal actions. They mean something has been done, because you don't get a patent for a good idea. You have to prove it. So what are the two patents that are significant? One is the furin cleavage site, what's called F-U-R-I-N, and that is a set of four amino acids, proline, arginine, arginine, and alanine, and they're given letters of the alphabet, so they're P-R-R-A. Those four amino acids form what's called the furin cleavage site, and they are not found in any other coronaviruses on planet Earth. And the odds of that popping up out of nowhere is 3.21 times 10 to the 10 billionth. Okay? In other words, no.
Right.
Okay? The U.S. government owns the patent to that furin cleavage site. And the other patent is the patent that Anthony Fauci's NIAID paid for the express purpose, express written down purpose, and that's what's in the patent, for Ralph Baric at UNC, University of North Carolina, to manipulate and change the spike protein of coronaviruses. Now, that means Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, has committed perjury and should be in prison right now, because he lied to Dr. Rand Paul when he said NIAID has not provided research money for gain of function on coronaviruses. Well, you can't get a patent for a good idea. So the second thing is a deposition that I provided, sworn under oath, by a real court reporter identified in the deposition, a real Texas court reporter, taken by an honest-to-God attorney who has argued before and won before the Supreme Court of the United States. So you're going to see a lot of close-up and distant views. That was not repeated. That was a single, they sat down, asked the questions, under oath, I answered. They had four cameras running at that time, and that's why it goes close up, middle, long. It's nothing was redone. Nothing was explained to me in advance. It was the same thing as being in court. It was sworn, which means it's a felony if anything I did there was knowingly incorrect. And then the third thing is an affidavit laying out much of what had happened, particularly in the early parts of this, so that all that district attorney or attorney general or governor has to do is show that information to the grand jury. We've done their job for them. They don't have to go out and collect anything more. There's more than enough factual evidence there for an attorney general to walk into a room of a grand jury, present the evidence, and have them turn around and say, yes, this is sufficient evidence to show these individuals have committed crimes. We will give you a letter for indictment, which means the attorney then takes that to the court, files it, files notice to the defendants, notifies them that they're being charged with these crimes, and that's when they will begin getting testimony and evidence, more evidence. But we have, unlike many of the cases you've seen filed that haven't had the evidence that everybody's frustrated about, we have the evidence. We haven't started this until this point in time. Now, we had this up and running maybe 2.5-3 months ago, and we started talking to the attorney generals, and they were of the mindset that they'd like to get reelected first before they tackle this, which, you know, again, despite what anybody thinks about the election process, my perspective of an elected official is the number one thing an elected official is worried about is getting elected. Mm-hmm. And that is first and foremost in their minds. So I get that. I understand that. We gave them that time. But we really have two groups of attorney generals in this country. We have the group of attorney generals, and we know several of them, that need the support of their people. They need to be able to say, look, I'm getting thousands of letters from my constituents, the people who put me in office, wanting us to take this evidence to a grand jury and indict these people. And then we have the other group that are just too bloody coward to do their job. And they can be embarrassed into it. Right. And frankly, we don't need every attorney general. You know, we don't. The reality is,
what's a good number?
The attorney generals typically think that if they have 8 to 10 of them together, they can stand whatever is thrown at them. Now, that has been kind of tried and true because that's what they've done in the past with everything. You've seen them in multiple cases where the attorney generals will go together and file jointly. And that allows them, because let's be honest, the reality is the way this game is played is that the people that we're talking about would do just about anything to not be indicted, including digging up information, past events on people, or making past events on people. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the numbers that I shared with people last night is that in the United States of America, you have a 1 in 24 chance of being found guilty of a crime that you never committed.
Wow.
You know? So, there, you know, when you look at what happens in the real world, and you hear dirt being brought up on people, I mean, some of it's real and some of it's just made up. And it's a very tried and true system. So 8 to 10 attorney generals allows them to stand up against this mudslinging effort that will be thrown at them. And you're going to have to expect it. I expect it. I've experienced it. So I'm good with it. You know, I understand how they want to play their game. We'll play their game. It's their bit. That's fine. Because we have 1.1 million maimed Americans to stand up.
So I want to summarize what I've heard so far. And this is just from my summary. Number one, we don't feel like it's come from a bat, right?
Well, if it came from a bat, they pulled it out. They pulled viruses out from bats and took them to a lab and then modified them.
Right, right. So right? It was not just from a bat getting biting a dog or whatever they tried. Number two,
right. And let me read to you from 18 U.S.C. 175, the federal law. The additional offense, it says. The terms biological agent and toxin do not encompass any biological agent or toxin that is in its naturally occurring environment, which is why they want you to believe that this is naturally occurring. But listen to the entire sentence. That is not naturally in its naturally occurring environment if the biological agent or toxin has not been cultivated, collected, or otherwise extracted from its natural source. Well, even with their argument that it's naturally occurring, it's been extracted from its natural source. And they can't prove that it's naturally occurring anyway, because what they did was they took viruses and then they manipulated them. So even if they could say they took them from the bats, they're still in violation of 18 U.S.C. 175 because they took it out of its natural environment, messed around with it, and then it got out. Any way they look at it, they lose. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to run that by you so you have that. People grasp that.
The other thing I heard was, and I think you're far too nice. You said Anthony Fauci should be in prison. I think you're far too nice and too benevolent. And number three is, from what I've seen on your website, you have done literally all the heavy lifting for every American. All they have to do is invest 90 seconds to 2 minutes to fill this out, send it to their attorneys general and the governors, and voila. It's like a magic document, correct?
Right. But the other thing I want Americans to do then, and this is why it's called 10 letters, is after they send that in, I want them to print the cover letter, print the letter for indictment, mail it in. And when you print it, it even gives you the address, right, of where to mail it. And I think it even gives you a printed sheet that you can then cut out and tape it to the envelope if you don't even want to write it. But then I want you to have 10 of your friends and relatives do it. And then when they're done, they have 10 people that they know, so that we get this escalating effect, this typhoon of documents being sent in, because envelopes coming in to an attorney general's office in your state, your governor, and DAs, if you want to, you just modify it a little bit for the DAs, are going to be noticed. And when they have thousands, I can tell you the event I did last night, it may not sound like much, but we got 60 people already out of that 100 that have already sent those in. And if they send it to 10 more and those 10 respond, that's 600. But in one night, 60 people listen to this out of about 100, and I think the rest are going to respond. I mean, that was the group that we had. If people will send them in, can you imagine that? 60 letters just are going to show up in Paxton's office, the Attorney General of Texas, and Abbott's office, the Governor of Texas. 60 letters. Yeah. They're going to get noticed. Hundreds and thousands of letters in their office.
I'm going to say this. This is one chain letter and one multi-level marketing type thing I can get behind and support. I mean, this is the best thing ever. I mean, this is the best, most, I mean, obviously it's not network marketing. This is the best, full-scale model to get a herd or a tribe of people together I've ever seen. And it's all done for you.
So the one thing I worry about is in Missouri, Eric Schmidt, our AG, is now going to the Senate. So... his time's limited, and I don't know if he would take action or it would get pushed upon whoever we get as an AG next. So that transition period worries me.
Yeah. Well, the reality is, what a Christmas present this would be to the American people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And what a great way to leave your office with a high note of that, which is to say, I have listened to my constituents. I'm not going to be the AG anymore, but I still have a job as an AG.
Right.
I did my job as the AG. I responded to my people, and we're going to have an indictment. Now, the next AG may get to try the case, but I'm pretty willing to bet that your current AG is going to keep real close tabs on it and going to be very interested in the Senate while he's there.
Okay. Well, Dr. Fleming, can we take another a look at another one of your websites real quick? It's called crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. Can we take a
Absolutely.
Look at that? You can kind of Absolutely. Give us a quick 2-minute summary of this and talk through this, and then we'll have you share all your websites, your book, how people can get a hold of you and keep up with you. That would be awesome.
Absolutely, and thank you. So Crimes Against Humanity Tour, Nash and Nisha, are the first names from South Africa, put this together, and came to the United States because they believed that the United States is where the people would act. And they came to the United States. We went around, a group of us, to several cities. It must have been almost a dozen cities around the United States, presenting information about these crimes that have happened, providing evidence for the people that were there to listen, encouraging them to share the information with their friends. And, you know, at that stage, we had not yet put together 10 letters because we have taken this information and built upon it rather than hurriedly building a home and having it crumble. We needed to lay the foundations for this structure so that we knew what Americans understood and didn't understand. And we went from one end of the country to the other. We went from Los Angeles, Phoenix, Salt Lake City area, Houston, Dallas, New Jersey. We went to Fort Myers. We went to Minneapolis, Chicago. It's hard to remember all the places, but we covered the breadth of the United States. We had people showing up in states that other people said they never would show up. And just to let you know, on 10letters.org, the people from California and Illinois are showing up to file these letters with their AGs and governors. Great. So when people think that this is, wow, you know, one side or the other, there are people in all 50 states filing things. Back with Crimes Against Humanity Tour, you can scroll through there and see the group of people. We can see McCarran and Rixey and Joanna Dinert, and you can see Tom Renz has been a part of it. You can see Jennifer, the nurse who lost her position in Houston, is a part of it. Myself. Several people have been actively involved. We're constantly reformatting who's on there and what strengths they bring. But between McCarran, Rixey, myself, Dinert, and Huff, we have enough credible evidence and enough source data and evidence to convict these criminals for what they did. We're continuing to try and share things. We will probably gear this group back up in 2023 as the 10 Letters campaign bring about indictments, as we go across the country and give more information to people in these presentations. I mean, these were all-day events. Most of our presentations were an hour and a half long, which some of my presentations toward the end were several hours long. What I did last night was about 2 hours long. Wow. It's a lot of information, but it is a sit down. Let us tell you what really is going on and show you, more importantly, show you documents and evidence so that you're not taking our word for it. I mean, I have approached this from what's called the heuristic method, which is you don't have to take my word for it. What I'm showing you, you can go find all these documents yourself, you know, either in the presentations or in the book. If you look at the book, it's a referenced book. I don't publish books that aren't referenced because I expect, you know, as my degrees would suggest, for people to go look at the material and then be able to go find the sources of what's written down in that book. You can punch all that stuff in yourself and get the real documents and sit down and read it. You don't have to take my opinion for it. In fact, I don't want you taking my opinion for it. I want you, I have no problem with you doubting what I have to say, because nothing that I tell you is really an opinion. It's based upon science and facts. So you've got a lot of people that want to give you their opinions. You know, I encourage you to have people in your life that give your opinions. If you're married, I'm sure you're getting opinions, which you should and shouldn't do. And your children probably feel the same way. So, you know, there's a lot of people to turn to for opinions. I'm not that person. You don't need me giving you opinions or what I think or trying to pat myself on the back. This isn't about me. I'd rather be doing just about anything else than this at this point in time in my life. I explained to the people last night, I'm 66 going on 67. I know what my voice sounds like. I don't need to hear it you know.
Well, this is the science. This is the science we're supposed to trust, not what they were telling us from the news.
Yeah, you know, I'm extremely bothered by what's happened with science. I mean, one of the things I did up front is I resigned from the Lancet because the Lancet is supposed to be an outstanding, you know, and you work hard to get to be a reviewer for journals like this. It's built upon years of expertise and documented publications where they say, well, maybe you know something that we need to have you for a reviewer on our journal when we have those questions. But the Lancet is not a political journal. It's supposed to be a scientific journal. So when the misinformation was coming out about the origins of these viruses, and they published that, I was bothered enough that I submitted my resignation letter. Now, they didn't obviously cry. You didn't hear Lancet. You didn't hear a story about the Lancet being all broken up because I quit. But, you know, it was the only statement that I could, you know, acceptably provide, which was I can no longer review for a journal that I no longer consider a credible scientific journal, sadly.
So, Dr. Fleming, here's what I want to know. Randy goes home tonight, fills out 10letters.org. I go home and go to 10letters.org, fill mine out. What do you see has given the best results? Is it people text 10 friends, call 10 friends, send links via social media to 10 friends? What's kind of been the most successful path where you're seeing the most traction?
Well, to begin with, just because we call it 10 letters doesn't mean you have to stop at 10.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, my, you know, and just because you send it in once doesn't mean you can't send it in again. Right. By the way, I mean, this is a matter of, I want you to pay attention to me, listen to what I say. If nothing more, they should get tired of listening to me and want to have me shut up so they'll file, you know, to get an indictment, which is kind of catch 22 because I'll be there as an expert witness in the end. But I think any and all of the above, whatever works for you to get to people, you know your friends, you know your relatives, you know how to get to them. Social media, knock yourself out, because some people on social media will attack both directions on this. Mm-hmm. I've certainly been attacked on social media. I've posted my past on FlemingMethod.com. You can go hear a judge say the jury doesn't need to know the whole truth. The wool can be pulled over their eyes. My goal is to make certain that you can't pull any wool over anybody's eyes anymore. I'm going to be out there spearheading this and making sure people are aware of the fact, so that it doesn't matter how brain damaged you are, you will know what the facts are, and you won't be, you know, Americans should really be offended at this point in time.
Absolutely.
That anybody in the federal government would play this game again. You know, one of the clips I showed last night was from the swine flu vaccines. And we watched just enough of it to show people that here's the CDC director telling people that, well, this was important to have the vaccines. You've got the scientist who said, well, wait a minute, I told them there was a problem. And the CDC director saying, no, we weren't given any information about a problem. And then, you know, the 60 Minute reporters showing the documents that the CDC person lied. The government has done this repeatedly. And governments do this. I mean, Goering in 1947 at his Nuremberg trial said, look, every government, it doesn't matter whether you've got a republic or a parliament or fascist or socialist or what, it doesn't matter, communist, doesn't matter. You can basically manipulate your people by telling them there's a problem, tell them what the solution is, and tell them if anybody doesn't follow that in line, they're a problem. Americans need to recognize if this is our mess. Other people may have been involved with it, other countries, I got it, they're not getting off scot-free, but this is our mess. And we have an obligation to take care of this. We have an obligation to stop these criminals from doing more of this. We have an obligation to our 1.1 million dead fellow Americans who died more than have died soldiers in all of our wars. We have an obligation to our 1.5 maimed American citizens more than have been injured in all of our wars, all in 35 months. After a couple decades of messing around with genetic codes, that these people are acting well above their pay grade as far as how they're responding intellectually to what they're doing. I mean, they're kids with tinker toys who don't understand enough about the tinker toys to know that they're building bad stuff and they can't control it.
It's time to make an example. I mean, if we can make an example, I think that there'd be the future of doing this again, people would think twice.
And that's my concern.
Yeah, you know, well, the reality is we thought, you know, we thought our ancestors took care of that, right? So why the heck should we do it? Didn't they take care of that after Nazi Germany? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently not, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently not. So this time I say we do it in such a way that history doesn't repeat itself for a change. We've got enough things that mess up society as it is. We don't need manipulators that are willing to harm people, right? Yeah. And that's what we have. And they used our power and prestige. You know, the rest of the, again, Nashanisha brought crimes against humanity to the United States because they saw the United States as the beacon of hope. When you hear people in Australia and New Zealand say on camera, "Where are you, United States?" Mm-hmm. I mean, I go all over the world to present. I have science and medical friends and, unfortunately, lawyer friends all around the world. And the attitude is always the same. They're waiting for us to lead. And the people are the ones that are going to lead it. We, the people, are the cavalry, or there will be no cavalry. Yep. And if there's no cavalry, everything you're looking at for yourself, and go look in the mirror, because you need to. You need to get a reality check on your integrity level and what you're going to do for your family, your children, your grandchildren, and the dead Americans and the maimed Americans. Because you would want, if it happened to you, you would want another American to stand up. This is the same thing in battle. You go with the expectation and the people there with you in the battle will, if they see you harmed, drag you away from harm and protect you, because they would expect the same thing of you. And it is time for Americans to stand up and be accountable and to hold these people accountable for their crimes against America and crimes against humanity.
Well, I'm going to say that
this is my next big project.
I'm going to say, Dr. Fleming, what I've said so many times on all of our shows is I was never really afraid of COVID since day one. I said my biggest fear was how fast the American people got in line, did everything they were told to do, didn't question anything, and just followed lockstep from what they heard on the news. And my concern is that will happen again.
There's every indication that it's already happening. I mean, if you went and read the G20 documents that just were signed, and they're on FlemingMethod.com, there's several different columns of things you can look at. But one of those columns, I think it's the second from the right, when you look at it, has to do with publications on COVID, for just use that garbage can term, if you will. And I think there's 336 papers on there right now that I have put on there, including the EUAs, including which drugs work, which drugs don't work, including outcome data, including research on these viruses, and including the G20 documents that were just filed and signed. And in those documents, they went ahead and said they were going to go along with COVID vaccine passports.
Yeah. We're going to do it anyway.
If you think this is over, you are wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Dr. Fleming, I know there's a lot of people that listen to this on the podcast. A lot of people watch it on different video channels, Rumble, YouTube, Gab, whatever. tell us real quick, for those just listening and not watching, give us your three websites again so they can reference those.
Okay, so the first one for you to go to is 10letters.org. So the number 10, L-E-T-T-E-R-S.org. That's the one that you go on to, fill out the information, build your cover letter, print that off, print the letter for indictment, mail it off to your attorney general and your governor, and then tell at least 10 friends to do the same thing. And a week or two later, do it again. Right. Just keep doing it until they get the message and they do their job. The second website is Crimes Against Humanity Tour. It's all one word put together. Just scrunch it together. And you'll hear about not only the events that we've done, and I think they have some videos on there that you can look at, but you'll be able to keep track of where we will be in 2023, because we're almost there. We're almost at the beginning of year four. And then the third one is called Fleming Method. So F-L-E-M-I-N-G, one M in Fleming, no stuttering. Fleming Method, M-E-T-H-O-D, put them together, don't leave a space. Fleming Method, I think it's .com, but just type in Fleming Method, you'll find it. which has information about not only Fleming Method, which is the patent that I have that measures tissue changes for heart disease and cancer and this virus, but also a lot of other information that's out there. There we go, Fleming Method. exposing the misinformation that Big Pharma did before and how they tried to attack. And that's good. They taught me things, so I was educable. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of information about the viruses and the vaccines and videos and different things we've done. In the middle one, you can actually drop down to gain of function and walk yourself through the process of getting the application, package that allows you to run PCR tests on these different viruses, that you can see actually that the viruses I mentioned happen to match SARS-CoV-2, the three man-made viruses, so at least three, and a lot of other information that I think will be good background information for people, so that when you actually get my written exam at the end of next year, you'll pass.
This is amazing. We're approaching Thanksgiving holiday, you know, and mm-hmm. I think what better way to do than to spend, a couple hours over on Thanksgiving and Black Friday instead of spending time shopping on Amazon. Go to 10letters.org and send out 10 letters and call 10 friends and just keep doing it.
Put the family on the spot.
Absolutely. 100%. Well, Dr. Fleming, I just want to say I'm mind blown. I mean, I thought I had heard it all last year when you spoke in Kansas City at the COVID summit, but you just opened up a whole new can of worms for us today. I am thoroughly amazed. And
yep. I appreciate you putting this together, because it's kind of a hurdle for the common person to put something together and try
Absolutely.
To get it sent out, but this is great.
And what better gift for every American than a done-for-you template that all you have to do is spend 2 minutes and take care of it and send it to your attorney general and government. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, and just to be fair, so everybody knows, that website, I was not the one who put that together. There were other people who actually put that together. They took materials we worked with. We worked on the cover letter and the letter for indictment. But I want to recognize the people without saying their names, because
okay.
I'm watching over and protecting people. I want to recognize the fact that that was the result of me going to Utah, giving a presentation, having a number of individuals say, we have to have something now that we can do. And then a couple of people literally stepping forward and making this happen. Right. And they know who they are. And that thanks goes to them.
Okay. And tell us before we take off today, Dr. Fleming, your title of your book and where they can get that.
So the title of the book it's called Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? A Scientific and Forensic Investigation. You can get it at Skyhorse Publishers, but I think you can go on Amazon or all of the typical places to get it. Skyhorse Publishing is the it's publishing a number of books right now, and you know, this one was put together so that people could sit down and see, you know, in black and white, the evidence for where these viruses came from, who paid for them, and that it's not just, it's not myth, it's reality. And it's the type of thing that in the end is attorney generals need to be familiar with, the grand jury needs to be familiar with it, the real jury needs to be familiar with it. In fact, there's enough information there that you can simply hand it to a jury member and go, I don't think we need to hold court today, just read the book. Right. There's the evidence, right?
Well, I recommend this to everybody. Yep. I recommend you buy the book, support Dr. Fleming, and do the 10letters.org. So yep. Go to 10letters.org and fill that out. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Thank you for being a terrific human and an awesome doctor and taking care of all this to help Americans. And I know that so many have suffered over the last 36 months. I want to correct myself. But we appreciate everything you're doing and putting your neck on the line every day for everybody. And we just want to say thank you for everything you've done and
thank you.
What you do going forward.
My pleasure. I think this is a great way to actually express Americans' appreciation and Thanksgiving for being in this country, and a great Christmas present for them to give all the people that are meaningful in their lives, as well as the Americans that have died and have been harmed as a result of all this.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for joining us. You take care. We'll hope to have you back on in the future.
Thank you. All my best. See you.
Wow. Dr. Fleming has made this so simple, him and his group, to go and have that website completed and get that letter out. This is the easiest thing to make our voice heard. And we got to get these people prosecuted for what they've done to us and what they're planning on doing to us.
And I, you know, here's what I'm gonna challenge you, our audience, to do. Get off social media for 20 minutes. Get off Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, for 20 minutes. Take 2 minutes and fill out your letter from Dr. Yep. Fleming to your governor, to your attorney general, and then do 10 more. Make it 11, not just 10. What do you say,
Ray? Right, go overboard.
And then contact 10 people and just let's keep this train rolling, man. I mean, this is an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, this is the easiest way to get our voice heard.
I mean, can you imagine tens of thousands of letters dropping on the desks of governors and attorney general? I mean,
and then we'll see if they'll do anything. But you saw what he said. It takes a group of them.
But not a very big group.
Not a very big
group. Just a handful of conservative states can do this.
Yep.
And wouldn't you love to see these people just behind bars? I mean,
yeah, we got
to
be nice.
I'm trying not to get kicked off all these social media channels. But I'd say, you know, behind bars is a nice way of putting it.
Yeah,
totally. Really.
Oh, swinging.
Well, no, that's that John Anderson song from the 80s.
Just a swinging.
Randy. So please do this, guys. Go out there. Fill out these letters from Dr. Fleming, 10letters.org. Do your part. Let's get these people indicted. Let's bring them to justice, and let's get America back on track. What do you say? Will you do that for us?
Going to do it.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm sniffing this open bag of Blackout Coffee, the Morning Reaper Medium Roast, Randy.
I didn't realize you were going to trip on coffee. This is so good it doesn't need water.
It's from blackoutcoffee.com. And if you use the promo code GRIT, you help support us and you help keep the show on the air, bringing you truth bombs, right?
Yes. And just let's take a look at this. The coffees that they have, a wide variety of textures and blends, and they're basically custom type blends. But if you're not a coffee drinker, this is the one that's going to kill you. Up to the cocoa.
I'm telling you what, their cocoa is phenomenal.
Oh my gosh. You got caramels, you got
chocolate sherry dump cake.
You got chocolate covered strawberries.
Chocolate raspberry. All low fat, right?
Oh,
low calorie.
Man, this is I'm going to have to go home and have some.
I have more of a refined palate, so I prefer the cocoa as opposed to the coffee, but they also have tea.
Yep, and for the person that doesn't like the cocoa which I don't know who that would be. There is a whole selection of loose teas too. So take a look. And help support us.
Here we go, guys.
BlackoutCoffee.com. Great Christmas present.
BlackoutCoffee.com. Promo code GRIT. Help us keep this show on the air. Thank you for being part of our listeners and part of our audience. Take care.
See you.